237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be personal or political. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, anything goes. You can also log on, get interactive with us online. There's people hanging out in the chat room. It's very active in the chat room tonight at freetalklive.com. That's absolutely everything on the Free Talk Live website, free of charge. There's no $5 a month membership fee or anything like that. You get access to the bulletin board system where there's all over 215 users. We've got almost 2,000 posts. Plenty of stuff to do. The Shrine of Female Listeners. If you missed a show or missed a segment of the show, you can download any of the last six shows. As a matter of fact, all there for free at freetalklive.com. So, again, this is a show you can take control of, and you can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com, ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. So this news coming out of one of the I states, Indiana, Iowa, Illinois, that's what it is, Chicago, decrying violence in fast-selling video games, Governor Rod Blagojevich. Blagojevich wants Illinois to make it illegal for anyone younger than 18 to buy violent or sexually explicit games. And interestingly enough, we were just talking about video games during the break, such as the Grand Theft Auto series, Halo 2, and Mortal Kombat. Is Mortal Kombat, they still making new ones of that? They must be.
I don't even know. I haven't seen it in so long.
It's amazing that that franchise has been around for so long. Blagojevich, Mr. B, let's just call him Rod. Rod criticized the $7 billion video game industry for failing to find better ways to keep adult material out of the hands of minors. And cited,
you know, it's really not any industry's job to find ways to move. The fact is, they're not supposed to. It's not supply-side economics here, man. It's demand-side. People want video games that are violent. Sorry, that's what they're paying their money for.
He cited evidence that many production companies in the intensely competitive business marketed violent games to boys younger than 17. So they're targeting them, Manwich. They're targeting them with advertising campaigns, trying to sucker them into buying violent video games.
That's so disempowering to the boys. Tell you what. Try to give to market video games on shopping and dress up
Barbie
to
dress
17-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll see how supply side economics works games.
Well, didn't they do some studies people, I guess, have just noticed over the ages that
were studies. Yes, go ahead.
Even if you try, you didn't even know what I was going
to
say.
Yes, you're talking about little boys picking up Barbie dolls and using them as swords.
Damn, you're good.
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, not just Barbie dolls, but they found that there's certain parents out there that want to try to seclude their kids from what they call gender influences. You know, the idea being that because of American society is the reason why boys like blue, girls like pink, boys play with guns, girls play with Barbie dolls. Well, actually, it's more of just a difference between males and females than
sure
it is anything in regards to society. They found that even if you seclude your kids from outside, as many outside influences as possible, your boys are still going to run outside, pick up sticks, and pretend like they're guns.
That's what boys do.
That's what they do. There are differences between males and females. Get it through your head.
From the evolutionary side of things, I mean, if you believe in evolutionary imperative, males are just killing machines. Their only job is to go out and kill things.
Crush!
That's what they do. They either kill other males that are trying to harm the women,
mm-hmm.
or they go out and kill food to bring back to the women. They're going to be interested in weapons and weaponry. That's just how male brains work.
Well, Governor Rod says, this is all about protecting our children. Until they're old enough to protect themselves. There's a reason why we don't let kids smoke or drink alcohol or drive a car until they reach a certain age and level of maturity. Is this guy living in the real world? Does he know any teenage kids? Does he just live in this fantasy government land where every kid under the age of 18 is forbidden from smoking cigarettes, so therefore they just can't get their hands on them? What was it like when you were in high school, man? Which were all the kids just obeying the laws left and right?
I went to Brady. I went to a Christian school.
There were no. There's a Catholic school here in the Tampa Bay area where pretty much every kid there is a drug user of some sort.
That doesn't have anything to do with my Christian school.
I'm just telling you, just because you went to a Christian school doesn't mean that all Christian schools are that way. So, and maybe you were completely oblivious.
Three guys got suspended for 6 months, for a semester, mm-hmm. for bringing baking soda to school and calling it cocaine. That's how serious they took that stuff. There's zero tolerance for you.
Well, how do you know they weren't doing cocaine off campus? For real?
I don't know. I don't know what they were
obviously
doing.
Obviously, you didn't know everybody in the school.
But why would they be doing cocaine off campus and then snorting baking soda on campus?
Some high school thing. I don't know. But anyway, so, I mean, does this guy living in the real world, kids smoke cigarettes, kids drink alcohol, and kids do drugs. And in fact, in my opinion, the reason why they do those things is simply because it's forbidden. And at least that's a huge factor, in my opinion. It's called the forbidden fruit aspect.
I think that it is a factor. Certainly the video game that you try to take off the market, and it was the same's been proven many times. I can think of God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. It was outlawed in England, became the number one selling single.
In England?
In England, while it was outlawed.
So what was it selling? How did they figure it was number one if it was outlawed? I mean, wouldn't it be like number one on the black market? I mean,
I really can't answer. I read it in a book called, I don't know.
I know we have some UK
dreaming.
I know we have some UK listeners out there. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231. I don't know how you have to dial your operator and tell them dial that number or something. You know how to make international calls, I guess, if you're international. 1-800-259-9231. What happened with the Sex Pistols thing? That's interesting to me. But the idea here is he just wants to ban some violent video games. So Rod said the legislation would define violent games as those in which characters physically hurt one another. Sexually explicit games, that would be those physically hurt one another. There are, in Mario Brothers, you jump on the little bad guys.
Yeah,
you hurt them.
They jump on little mushroom men or whatever they jump on.
Right. Would that be qualifying?
Another question I have is lots of video games qualify their violence by having violence against robots.
Uh-huh.
But remarkably human-looking robots, you know, two arms, two legs, head, nose, eyes.
Are you talking about on the back of the box in the ESRB rating section? Is that how they qualify it? Is that what you mean?
I'm just saying that instead of killing people, you kill robots.
Let's go to the phone. Sean in Atlanta, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, you want to change the topic, do you, Sean? You don't have anything to say about violent video games?
I don't think there's anything wrong with them. You know, I mean, depending on, you know...
They're not making our kids more violent these days?
No, I think it's part of our human instincts to be violent.
All right, very good. What's on your mind tonight, Sean?
I heard you guys talking about, let's see... You know, about the Muslims, whether or not we should put them in concentration camps or not.
Yeah, that was last hour, but you're certainly free to comment on it. That's why it's Free Talk Live. What's up?
Well, what I wanted to say about that is those people, they've never attacked us before, and I think it's just the reason they attacked us was just obvious because they realized we're allied with, you know, everybody realized we've been allied with, you know, Israel for a long time, and it's just obvious that they control a lot of things now, and I think that is one of the main reasons they did attack us. I mean, I was remember.
Wait, can you recap that? What was the main reason they attacked us?
Because we're allied with Israel, they're mortal enemy.
Well,
and they're enemies of Israel have been for what, 2,000 years or 1,000 years or something.
I think that's generally true. And what I'd like to say to comment on that is that Osama bin Laden didn't mention anything in his first two press releases about Israel. It was only after like a year's time that he started picking up the Palestinian thing. And I think personally. That to some extent he's just, they're Muslims.
There's another reason.
The Israel thing too.
Hold on. If you got more, hang on, 1-800-259-9231. So talking about violent video games, talking about racial profiling, talking about concentration camps. Anything goes on this show. We'll just be all over the place if you want us to be. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.kenshipdrugs.com.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. Was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along, ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The show you can take control of and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Don't forget, log on at freetalklive.com. Get involved in the chat room, the bulletin board system, the archives, much, much more there, all for you free at freetalklive.com. Sean,
yeah.
Atlanta, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, I just think that we're being used. I think our country's being used.
By whom?
The people are being used by
Do you think there's a big Jewish conspiracy?
Well, there's been one for quite a while now.
What does that mean?
What that means is that they take a lot. They're some of the smartest people in the world. They probably are. You know what? As a race, yeah, they are probably the the smartest in the world with certain things.
That's quite a compliment.
Well, it is. I mean, were you Jewish?
No.
Okay. But, you know, they take, even if it takes them 200 years to conquer a land or some people, they do it by just little bit by little bit by little bit by little bit, and that's what they've done here in this country. That's why they were thrown out of Germany. That's why they've been, I read a book called Behind Communism, and, as you know, Karl Marx, you know, started communism. His name was Mordecai Levy.
I don't think Karl Marx started it, did he?
He wrote the book.
Karl Marx started communism. He's a father of communism.
Well, Mao Zedong wrote a book, too.
But his real name was Mordecai Levy. Moses Mordecai Levy. He was Jewish. His father was rabbi.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say is that they weren't always just kicked out of Germany. They've been kicked out of Germany like four times, France 2-3 times, you know, England 3-4 times, you know, multiple times. You know, it wasn't anything that...
Would you describe yourself as a racist, John?
A racist?
Or without...
I'm a person that's racially conscious.
Okay.
You know, so, I've always, for about probably 16 years, I've always just... recognized and noticed things that other people don't.
Well, this is interesting. It's the first, actually, man, which apparently you've heard of it before. I've never heard of this before.
I've never heard of a great Jewish conspiracy?
No, I've known that there have been people out there that don't like Jewish people, but I've never heard of a conspiracy.
The idea is that they run the world's banks and all that stuff, which, you know, every time I see some bank guy's name, it ain't Jewish.
What do you have to say to that, Sean? Are they changing their names?
If you dig a little deeper and find out who's actually running it, you'll find that they're Jewish.
Right, that's always what...
But it might not be every single... See, it's not going to be every single... I'm not saying it's every single Jewish person in the world. I went to high school with a couple of Jewish guys. They weren't actually Jewish by race. They just had a little bit of Jewish blood in them. They're like half Jewish. So it's not every single Jewish person
in
the world.
Are they meeting in a dark, smoky room and conspiring? Is that how it works?
I'll tell you what. If across the sea... It's not like it's me and a couple of the guys. If the whole world recognizes that something's going on, it can't just be, oh man, these guys are just, you know, burning down on a bong or something and thinking this shit up. What's happening?
You're live on the air. You need to watch it. We'll let you get by with one, but that's it.
All right. But I was watching CNN. It was when Clinton was in office, and they had maybe you guys saw it. There was an American flag, a picture, like a cartoon picture of Clinton was on it, like just his head. They painted, this is the Palestinians that were doing this. They painted a Jewish star on his head, had all the, you know, whatever. I couldn't tell what they were saying, but in other words, you know, you get the picture? What I'm saying? They burned the flag.
No, I don't. I really don't get it. Are you suggesting that the Jewish people are trying to somehow take over the world underhandedly or something? I'm still a little bit lost. What's the point of the conspiracy?
Well,
what's the goal?
Something else I was going to say. The same kind of news clip had a Palestinian guy holding up a piece of shrapnel, and it said "Made in USA" on it. It was like it was from some kind of like short range rocket.
Uh huh.
Because Israel had been. They torture those people over there, man. And nobody ever points that out. Israel always is running people over, running houses over, killing people all the time.
There's lots of bad things going on in all sorts of countries around the world.
If someone was to attack my people, then maybe I would strap something to me and run into the damn building.
Yeah, most likely you would.
If it was to go on for 2,000 years...
Now you understand why we're being attacked as far as terrorists go.
Well, I understand. I mean, I think it's... Now that they have attacked us, we have to kick them in the
Dude,
booty.
Violence begets violence. So the more we can keep repeating this cycle of attacking people, the more we're at risk of attack.
Hey, let me ask you something. I'm from Baltimore originally. Now, before I moved down here,
you sure don't sound like you're from Baltimore.
You've
been down there a while. Go ahead.
Anyway, on the news up there, I noticed it was different than here. And about the 9/11 attacks and everything, and there were some Mossad agents that were arrested. You guys?
No.
They were arrested. There was a lady looking out her window with the binoculars and was watching this.
During the 9/11 attacks, there were some Mossad.
Right after, immediately after, she was watching
in New York.
What's that?
In New York. That's where.
In New York. In New York. She was watching from her building with binoculars, and then as she started to move down. You know, she was walking, there was smoke and everything. It was, the buildings hadn't fell yet. and it was, you know, just on fire and everything.
So they were arrested.
She called them because they were pointing and laughing. They were pointing, and they looked. They had long hair. They looked sort of hippie-ish.
I heard of this. I've heard this report.
Exactly. It was on. I mean, it was on for one, and all of a sudden, it just stopped. Nobody talked about it anymore. They were arrested.
So
what they found out was that those guys had been following. They had been the Mossad agent for Israel.
Right.
They'd been following, and they'd been watching the whoever, the Muslim Al-Qaeda.
It sounds very sinister. So you think that we should continue attacking the people in the Middle East? Is that right?
Well,
you really believe? Did you suggest we drop a bomb on them, or that was an earlier caller?
What I believe is that, I mean, it's not going to happen. But if I was in control, I would halt. I'd put a stop to all of it.
How?
Well, I mean, now that we're so far, I mean, the bottom line is we shouldn't be involved. We should not get involved in their. That's like. Those people are blood related.
Okay, I agree with that.
They're cousins. They're like cousins. The Israelis and the Muslims are basically cousins.
Did
cousins.
You just say that we shouldn't get involved in other people's affairs around the world?
Yeah, but
I agree with that.
Because of that, you see the end result. We've been attacked.
You're right.
Because we have been helping Israel attack these people.
So then you would
forever.
Agree with me, Sean.
We give Israel money every year.
Right. We need to stop doing that, too. That's another thing. We need to stop giving money to all these other countries as well. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
So we need to pull out.
We have too many people on the street, homeless, running around, you know, committing crimes over here. You know, we could take the money we're giving Israel or whoever else and spend it here.
Well, what we should do, I mean, that's certainly a better choice, but what we should do is we should just let people keep all the money they earned in the first place and not ever tax them again. How about that?
I don't think that'll work, man.
Why not?
Well, you got to...
You like taxes?
That's what helps keep the government. I mean, I don't like, you know, outlandish taxes, but I mean, that's what helps keep our government running.
Well, why do we have to tax people, though? I mean, how big of a government should we have, Sean? Do you think it should be bigger than today or smaller than today or about the same size?
I think the people should have more control like they're supposed to in the first place is what I think. You know, we're supposed to have more... we don't have control of what goes on at all, the voting, all that stuff. That's already... You know,
Do you think that's because the government's too big?
What's that?
Do you think that's because the government's too big?
Yeah.
That they wield too much power?
So then you do agree. So you agree that we should reduce taxes significantly then, right? Like, what if we had taxes?
Yeah, I mean, there was something...
Cool. We're with you, Sean. Dude, we're out of time, though. Thanks for the call.
All right,
call us back some time. You get one
Thank
call
you.
A night, all
Thanks
right?
Thanks for the call. It's a great
keep
call.
Keep listening at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. You take control. This is your show. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
You're not that...
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind, whether it be personal or political. We're here until the end of this particular hour. From 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, you will get the Time War Hour. And that's just a pre-recorded hour.
That's just some jackass with a...
Exactly. You close that door for me.
Computer box.
1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. So tonight, real big issue tonight, I guess, has kind of been the whole Middle East situation. What brought it up was this news article that we read last hour. Mm-hmm. Cornell University did a study of over 700 U.S. adults, and 44% said they believe that the civil liberties of Muslim Americans should be restricted in this country. We had one guy call in who thought that we should lock them all into concentration camps, which I think is completely un-American, and I think it's a terrible idea, but apparently a lot of people have opinions. So if you've got one, 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we're going to continue, because I think we've pretty much tapped it out, but I'm going to continue this video game thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Because the governor of Illinois named Rod, Governor Rod wants to basically... do everything possible, as far as the government is concerned, to keep violent video games out of the hands of teenagers. And he says there's a reason why we don't let kids smoke or drink alcohol or drive a car until they reach a certain age and level of maturity. Which, of course, he's living in a fantasy world if he really believes that teenagers are not doing those above mentioned things. Hello, I was a teenager once. Pretty sure you were too, Manwich.
Yeah. Are you asking me if I drove a car before I was legally able?
No, didn't ask you that.
I didn't do that.
Did you?
No.
I didn't do that either. Did he say that? Oh, you're right. He did say that. But as far as smoking and drinking, I did drink before I was legally able.
Yes.
And I think most teenagers today have done that. I don't agree with it. I've quit drinking since then. So it's probably a good thing that I started so early, because I quit so early and now I'm done with it.
A nice bad experience for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Hasn't stopped me.
No, you still drink?
Sure.
And you drank underage?
Yes,
right. And I don't get drunk.
I've never smoked
a cigarette.
Around.
You don't get drunk now, but you probably did when you were a teenager.
Oh, I got plotzo. Awful.
Exactly.
One time I woke up in my friend's bed, his spare bedroom, and I puked all over the wall.
Oh,
disgusting.
Man, like a projectile vomit thing?
I don't know where. It was rather high. It's not like it shot 6 feet in the air or anything, but...
But straight out.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
Drinking
I can't
like
say
that
I've ever done
dumb.
That. Yeah, not fun. Anyway, Governor Rod said the legislation he's proposed would define violent games as those in which characters physically hurt one another. Sexually explicit games that would be featuring nudity that prominently appeal...
Where do you get those?
I don't know. I'll tell you in a moment. That prominently appeals to the prurient interest of the player. And prurient means sexual interest.
Okay.
Basically. As far as sexually explicit games, the only ones I've ever seen, there was one a long time ago for a defunct system called the CDI, the Philips CDI.
Oh, that must be defunct, because I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, total bomb. It didn't do anything for sales. They had one game called Voyeur.
where you got to watch some full motion. It was back in the 90s when full motion video was real cool in video games.
Okay.
And so you got to see some pictures of a girl topless or something like that, or some footage of her taking off her top. And
it was probably really taken through a window without her knowing, too.
Right. There was also the 3DO system, which had a few adults-only games, which really weren't games at all. They were just pornos that were put on MPEG-1 format on CD. That's all. It was just a porno. And they played on a video game system. So, really, there haven't really been...
Well, there's a computer game out now called Leisure Suit Larry. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Actually, that game's been around for a long time.
That's
there's
a new
been
version
several
of
iterations
it.
Of
yes.
it.
The newest iteration.
Is there actually nudity in Leisure Suit Larry games?
Yes, absolutely.
There is. But it's
absolutely.
All animated.
It's animated, but, you know, I mean, guys react to shapes. I'm sorry. It doesn't really matter whether it's real, it's a cartoon, or it's an animated computer graphic. It doesn't matter for me.
This is the show. You can call and interrupt anytime, bring up anything. Let's go to the phones. We got a couple Bobs on the line. We'll start with Bob in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Bob, what's on your mind?
Oh, how you doing, SC?
Hey.
Good.
I have a couple of comments about some subjects you were talking about.
Yes, sir. We're here for you, man. What's up?
First of all, about the callers with the Israeli conspiracy, it's a thing called lobbyists. And lobbyists in Washington, they pour a lot of money in, and if you don't believe Israel has a strong lobby in Washington, then you're not.
Well, if you know, Bob, I think we brought up the point that if we just stop giving money to other countries, that problem's solved, isn't it?
That's true, but...
Okay, so we'll just elect some libertarians. Move on. Next point.
Well, let him finish his thought.
All right. One thing about it.
Let him finish his
before
thought.
You cut me off.
Go ahead, Bob.
We're not cutting you off. Go ahead.
What lobbyists in Israel it happens to be a strong lobbyist. They pour a lot of money in, and they lobby for
help.
Good
for them.
Support. And we've counted them as one of our allies.
So it's just another reason, then, just another reason to make...
Did you
still
hear
Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just another reason to make government smaller then, because if government's not very big, then there won't be lobbyists. You know,
well,
if Microsoft
100%.
Thank
you. I'd love to see government smaller, but
thank you.
Lobbyists are our countries as well as they are corporations.
That's a good point.
I don't think one of those lobbyists runs this country, but I believe all of them together has a lot of control over the country more and more every day.
Very good.
Far
Bob.
More than they should.
What else you got on your mind tonight?
Talking about the videos. And, this,
video games?
Yeah, the video games.
Okay.
The terrible video games, and they are. I believe some of them aren't fit to be watched, but let's face it, as a parent, and I'm a parent, let's take some self-responsibility.
Thank you, Bob. I agree 100%. It's a parent's responsibility to control what their children see, consume, hear. It's not the government's responsibility. And of course, the government would fail at it. It would just go underground. The kids would buy it off the black market.
Well, the government's failed about everything they've attempted.
You're absolutely right about that, Bob. You're a man after my own heart, aren't you? Of course, you're not that kind of guy. So, anything else on your mind?
Well, I'd like to give you an example of what's happening, and I'm just talking in my lifetime, and I'm not that old. I'm only 44 years old. I can remember when some of the school shootings started, like Talamine, and they were thrown all over the news. I mean, just every day. And one of the things they brought up was a video game. Now, let's get real. I've raised kids, and I was raised, that's no excuse. I mean, you can't blame something like that on a video game. There's a lot more involved. And that's another thing I'm saying. The parents have to take responsibility. There's a lot of people that's raising children today that
Bob,
have it grown up themselves.
What I got, one of the things that I heard out of that whole Columbine thing was that that the parents of these boys were these kind of laissez-faire parents that, you know, they respected the children's room and their right to privacy and, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear something like that?
I've heard a lot of that.
Yeah. You know, the fact is they respected their right to privacy, so these kids got shotguns in their room. While I'm paying the mortgage, you know, I don't. There is. You don't have a room.
I support libertarianism when it comes to the government, when it comes to private property. You can set whatever rules you want, and parents should set rules and parameters. Bob, any final comments for us?
Well, yeah, you brought up guns. When I was growing up, like I said, I'm only 44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 16 and I started driving, I took a shotgun to school, and it was a just a common thing. A bunch of us after school would go hunting with, matter of fact, one of my science
teachers. Man, those were the good old days. Bob, we got to run. We got other calls, but we appreciate it. I know we'll hear from you again. Thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's the hour of the Bobs. We're going to go to another one coming up next. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. Like a victim, you love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, the show you can control. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And the show is about you. You call in about anything, whether it be personal or political. And we're going to get back into this video game thing. But first, let's go to Bob in Montana. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening.
Hey.
I have a comment. This fellow that said that he believed that all these, I believe you said Muslims should be locked up.
That wasn't either of us. It was a caller from earlier tonight.
Well, I think that anybody who believes like that probably should be locked up in a camp.
Thank you. I think that gentleman was un-American as can possibly be.
Well, yes, anybody who has that kind of thinking is dangerous to the liberty of all the rest of us.
I agree with that. How about the 44%? How about 44% of America that thinks that Muslim Americans should have some sort of civil liberties restrictions? Do you agree with me that those people are un-American?
You bet.
Thank you. Now,
and I have another comment.
Is that on a different subject or the same subject,
well,
Bob?
Pretty much the same.
Okay, because I got a question for you.
Yeah, if any of you folks, have you seen any evidence that there were actually, hijackers on those planes that supposedly went into the trade center?
News stories?
news stories based on government reports, Manwich.
Right, but I've seen no evidence.
No, nor have I. And I don't understand how they figured it out within 2 days or however it was. They immediately had plastered their faces all over the news. It seemed like within a day or two they had gotten that information.
Yes, and then about 8 of them have been found alive in, I guess, with those names in Saudi Arabia.
I'm sure that there you can find a John Smith alive here in the United States, too. What about the
before we move to
what about the crashed airplane that crashed in outside of Harrisburg or wherever it was in Pennsylvania? I mean, didn't we get some kind of isn't there some kind of proof that those the people that were hijacking that plane were in fact Muslims?
There was supposedly some cell phone calls from people on the plane.
Right.
Okay, then I recently read about it was in USA Today back about July, they did a test to try out this new system so they could make cell phone calls from the airplane. It was American Airlines flight where they did the test on. And there seems to be some dispute that the cell phones won't work above about 8,000 feet.
Hmm.
And American Airlines did at one time have a satellite type of a cell phone system, but that was taken off all of the planes except for 777s and... it was a 760-something. There was none on the 757.
So how do you explain the cell phone calls, then? I mean, if indeed, let's assume it's true that the calls can't be made above a certain level, how do you explain those calls?
Well, I haven't heard them myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I know that...
Didn't they release some of the tapes? I thought they did. I heard something.
Well, supposedly they let some of the people who had relatives on the plane listen to them, or... I don't know if they let them listen or they just gave them transcripts of it.
Huh, interesting.
But I've not heard any, personally.
Hmm.
So well, all I've got to go on is what they said at this point. And
In the tapes, did they identify them as Middle Easterners? I mean, because otherwise, how the hell are you going to know who it was from a burnt-out piece of wreckage, man? Which, I mean, if you got a burnt piece of tailpipe on the ground, you're not going to know if that's
you got to believe something.
I've got a book that, I don't know if you've heard of Don D. Grand Prix, he was a retired...
No, we don't really promote books on the show.
Well, he was a retired colonel, he was an arms salesman in the Pentagon,
and
a pilot, and in his book he has all the manifests of the passengers that were on those planes, what their names were, and their ages and all of that. Not one of those names on any of those manifests looks Arabic to me.
Huh, that's interesting. Well, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, that's pretty much it.
How do you feel about banning violent video games?
Well, I think there's probably a little something there with the violent video games. I just recently read an article. In fact, the article was done by Gary Webb. I don't know if you know.
We really don't care who wrote it, but go ahead.
Was killed about a week ago. Anyway.
Oh dear.
The article said that some of these games that are done online, you know, you get a group of guys together and then they battle against some other group of guys.
Yeah, I do it all the time. What about it?
Well, that those are monitored by the military to see who the good players are.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit paranoid. Where did you read that article?
I told you it was done by Gary Webb.
I don't know who the hell that is. Where did you read it? In a magazine or on the internet or what?
Well, it was on the internet, but it was from a paper. I believe it was a Sacramento Bee.
Yeah, he sounds like he sounds like he's totally paranoid. I'm sorry the guy's dead and everything. I don't wish that on anybody, but...
Well, he wrote Dark Alliance, if you know what that was.
No, I don't. Anyway, in regards to internet gaming technologies, as far as the military would have to be able to access the servers of the people who are running these servers, and odds are they aren't, unless they're running their own, which is possible. And then they'd have to track down the IP addresses of the individuals who are playing said games, and then they'd have to determine the individuals within the households who are playing those games, and it'd be a lot of effort. It's just easier to offer kids cars and money at the schools.
Well, I'm going to go back to Gary Webb again. I know you don't care who he is, but he wrote Dark Alliance, which was about the CIA... bringing the drugs in and selling them here in the country.
Right.
And that's been admitted to by the CIA.
Oh, well, that's believable.
And
I'm with you on that one. I believe the government is involved, and I'm sure the DEA is doing it too. Thanks for the call, Bob. Any final words?
Oh, that's it.
We appreciate it. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Gary Webb in I'm kidding. All right, let's go back to the Actually, we're going to get back into this video game thing unless you...
You're a jerk.
Unless you have a comment, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Take control of the show. It's your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till the remainder of the hour, till 9 o'clock Eastern Time. From 9 to 10, you will get the Time War.
Oh, boy.
The Time War. So that's coming up next, so stay tuned for that. Also, we're talking about the video game industry, and we might have to continue this tomorrow during the first hour of the show, because we really haven't gotten through this issue. Governor Rod, appropriately enough, is his name, and he wants to ban sexually explicit games and,
violent games.
Restrict them. He wants to restrict violent and sexually explicit games. I was sent a message during one of the breaks that actually clarified, because you had asked me if there were any sexually explicit games.
And, of course, one of our perverts listening knows all the sexually explicit games out there.
Exactly. And I named a couple of them from the 90s that I was aware of. I'm not really into the gaming scene as much as I was when I was a teenager, obviously. But apparently, you named Leisure Suit Larry. He's one of the newer ones. There's also a game called BMX Triple X. out there.
Yeah, I thought that was, I have seen that. I thought that was a racing game.
It is a racing game, but I guess it's at some point in the game, there's a topless female or something.
Okay.
But then he gave me this link to a game called The Guy Game. And this is a game that's coming out for all the major game systems. It looks like, basically, the idea is there's these co-ed contests.
Yes, I've seen this.
Spring break, and the co-eds are having all sorts of, I don't know, little contests between each other, and you have... I don't know exactly what the point of the game is, but
the point of the game is to see topless animated women.
No, they're real women. No, they're real.
Oh, really?
It's going to be a full-motion video game, which means it's probably... It's only going to sell on the basis of the fact that there are topless women in it, because they're not going to be able to sell it based on gameplay, because full-motion video games, historically, the gameplay's really stunk.
Yeah.
And actually, kind of, that's what... Full-motion video games are what got the whole issue started about violent and sexually explicit games with a game called Night Trap back in the early 90s, which I actually still have. I think of it as a bit of a collector's item, because that is what made... Night Trap is what made Joseph Lieberman a name in politics.
Why is that?
Because he was the guy who went after it. He was the guy who started all the whole hubbub about video game violence back in the early 90s.
And well, course, him and Al Gore.
In Night Trap, actually, it was all Joseph Lieberman. Really.
Oh, well Gore was the 80s, excuse me.
In Night, what the hell would they have gone after in the 80s?
They were, Mario Brothers? They were worried about the Twisted Sister and the...
Oh, music. Okay, music. Yeah, different category. But anyway, so it looks like this game is actually going to have nudity in it, and of course that's why that's how they're marketing the game, so no doubt there's going to be a political uproar over this, and we'll continue talking about it, of course, because it's always going to be an issue. For some reason, parents believe that their kids are being corrupted by these games. Your kids want to buy these games because they're boys, and boys have a certain drive that's sort of built in as a part of being a man. And so, of course, they're going to want to see games like this. And it's your job as a parent to monitor your kids. And if you don't think that you can trust your kids with their own PlayStation or with their own Xbox or whatever game system they have, you need to, like, keep it under lock and key or something until you can be there to monitor them. And if you think your kids are going to go out to their friend's house and play the games there, you're probably right. So you need to keep them under lock and key and lock them in their rooms. And... you'll never expose them to nudity. They'll never see a woman's naked breasts or her other private areas. It'll never happen. Yeah, right. Get over yourself. They're kids. They'll sneak the Playboys into your own bedroom. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7.
U.S.